This morning I want to talk about two things. One is stock market volatility, and secondly, our updated model of fair value for the ASX 200. Those of you with long memories of the financial crisis will recall that in talking about volatility at that time, I said that the major best individual gauge was a measure of liquidity in the US wholesale market, and that was the Treasury Eurodollar spread. Treasury yields are, of course, the yield on short-term sovereign US securities, and the Eurodollar market is a totally free market of international interbank funds. So what you really had there was the difference between the yield on sovereign funds and the yield of funds, the cost of funds within the banking system, short term. And the broader that spread, the tighter money became in the wholesale market, and therefore there was less money available to absorb market shocks. And in that sort of circumstance, the trading range that markets would trade in a situation as liquidity fell would become larger and larger and larger, because they would need through a broader range in order to clear themselves. And as we know, the Federal Reserve has been tightening monetary policy in the US. It started about 2 years ago and then stopped, but really it's been consistently doing this for about 15 months. And I think we've now reached the point, but only really in the last 3 months, where we are starting to see a tightening in the US wholesale market measured by the Treasury Eurodollar spread. Speaking today, that spread is trading at about 58 basis points, which is still historically very low, but interestingly, it's above the long-term median. And that suggests to us, a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure if you look at a 12-month moving average of volatility for the S&P 500, that volatility really bottomed out in about December, January. And now as monetary policy does in fact tighten, what you will see is an increasing track of stock market volatility as the Fed continues to tighten, and the Fed currently will continue to tighten for the next 2 years. So where I think volatility should have been back in January is about 13. It actually went down to trading about 8 or 9. And then in February, as we all recall, it blew out to about 45 in terms of daily volatility as the market fell heavily in the beginning of February. Now that spread is moved up a little bit since that time. And so I would sort of say that I would expect volatility for the S&P 500 to be about 2% higher than that, so around about 15. Now that means I think it's 13, and I think it'll go down to about 10 or so. But what I'm saying is we have up until January been in a period of declining corporate spreads and declining volatility. We are now at the beginning of an extended period of rising volatility. Back in February, when the market fell very, very heavily and the and volatility sharply increased, as I say, it increased about 5 times. What I talked about at that time was this process of volatility and how markets cleared themselves in a situation of these big surges of volatility. And what I said was that what the literature says is that markets need to move in a situation when you have a very large shock, the market needs to move into a broad range in order to clear itself. And what would happen not over days, but over many weeks, would be that eventually liquidity would reduce that trading range, and what you would have with volatility would fall. And I thought that by the time we got to about April, the market would then start to mean revert towards fair value in terms of what we thought our stock market model was. So that's pretty much what happened, in fact, that volatility fell from about 45 on the day I was talking to you to about 13 today. So what that meant was that the liquidity was available in the market to reduce the trading range of the market, and so we've seen this decline in volatility. And in about April, and I picked April because the market's gone up in 9 out of 10 of the last April, so I thought it was a pretty good bet. And in April, the market started to rally towards fair value. Now, current fair value for the Australian equities market, and the two most important things in determining value are, of course, earnings and where bond yields are, is 61, 65 points, and we're near as damn, well, we're extremely close to hitting that fair value. What should continue to happen is with current earnings, and earnings will probably improve a little bit more as we go through the year, that fair value should be stable or slightly higher. And where we've come from is significantly undervalued territory. So I think it will. It has a great possibility of overshooting that fair value in coming months. But basically, our market fair value has been pretty much stable from the beginning of the year. So unless we get significant improvement in later earnings seasons in the year, that's kind of as much as I think the market is worth right now.